Total Mandarin Chinese with the Michelle Thomas Method. Copyright 2011. In the methodology, Thomas Keymaster Languages LLC, all rights reserved. In the content, Harold Goodman, all rights reserved. In the recording, Ashet UK.
Hello, I'm Harold Goodman. For close to 10 years, I was fortunate to have Michelle Thomas as my teacher. Unlike his thousands of other students, his goal was not to teach me a specific language. Though he did instruct me in two of the languages he taught, his principal intention was to train me to understand his method of teaching. Today, I'm delighted to assist you in your study of Mandarin. My co-teacher, Jing Tao Deng, is a native of Beijing. We shall be working as a team in order to gently guide you into the Chinese language. There are a few things which we would like you to understand to ensure your success in learning. You are about to undergo a shift, an actual change in consciousness in the way you learn. You will no longer associate learning with work, stress, struggle, memorization, examinations, and all the rest of the unpleasant memories of mental forced feeding. But before you progress too deeply in this fundamental shift, we need to give you a few basic ground rules for what is happening here. You will learn spoken Chinese effortlessly. How effortlessly? That's something which you will later know on your own. If you are seated, please answer this question. How much effort must you use for the chair to fully support you? You can relax and let go as much as you care to. The chair will support you as much as you allow it to. It's up to you. We are here to support you 100%. Our job is to assure that you succeed in learning Chinese. We love our job, and the only thing we ask is that you let us help you. In order for us to really help you, we must ask you to forget about learning anything. Don't try to help us out by trying to remember anything or trying to memorize anything. No repeating, no trying. When you leave here, just go on with your life. Don't try to practice or reinforce anything. We're going to have some fun together, and in the course of our time, you'll find that you're speaking Chinese. As your teachers, we take responsibility, complete responsibility for your success. It's like riding on a train. Just sit and relax and enjoy the scenery. The train is on the track. The engineers are taking care of the train. You can relax. Just sit back. Enjoy your journey. For those who are listening to this recording, we welcome you to be the third student in our little group. When a question is asked, such as, how do you say in Chinese, please pause your listening device. Answer to the best of your ability. Take all the time in the world, if you wish, so that you may carefully and confidently respond. And having answered, restart the player and listen to what the student and teachers say. Just listening to the CD itself will not work. You must pause the player when a question is asked. Answer as best as you can and then restart the player and listen to what follows. If you are the third student, then you will need to really join in with us. If you follow these directions, you'll do fine. This course will give you a basic proficiency in spoken Mandarin Chinese. You will learn essential patterns necessary to express yourself in Chinese. The emphasis will be on the structure of the language. The vocabulary provided will be sufficient to help you attain proficiency in common patterns of modern spoken Chinese. After you have finished this foundation course, you may wish to continue on with the sequel, Advanced Chinese. You can build on what we give you here as much as you want to. The sky's the limit. One out of every five people in the world speaks Chinese. When I say speaks Chinese, I mean that they speak a Chinese language of which there are several. These languages are named according to the areas of China where they are spoken. For example, in South China, over 60 million people speak Cantonese. So do most of the people in Hong Kong and many overseas Chinese communities. However, by far the most common Chinese language, with well over a billion speakers in mainland China alone, is Mandarin. It is this language which you will soon be speaking. Mandarin, besides being the official language of the People's Republic of China, is also the official language of the Republic of China, or Taiwan, as well as Singapore. It is one of the 6 official languages of the United Nations. It is the 2nd most common language of the Internet, and the way things are going, it will probably be the dominant language in less than 10 years. Some students of Mandarin have been told that it's important for them to learn to read and write Chinese characters, which, incidentally, are understood by all Chinese speakers, regardless of which Chinese language they speak. If you ever wish to learn to read and write Chinese, your success will be exponentially aided by your ability to actually speak the language, which is what you will get here. Incidentally, according to the Chinese government, over 100 million Chinese teens and adults are illiterate. They can neither read nor write. They live and work in China and do quite well, thank you. Should you need help in reading Chinese when among the Chinese people, I promise you they will take great pleasure in helping you. So this course will be the best preparation for learning the characters, if that is what you wish. One other thing, and this is most important. There is this myth that Chinese is one of the most difficult languages for an English speaker to learn. In fact, spoken Mandarin is probably one of the easiest languages to learn. And just how easy it is to speak, you will soon discover. However, myths do have their value. Sooner or later, at some point, people are bound to discover that you speak some Chinese. Maybe during holiday or vacation, possibly at work or school, your acquaintances will be very impressed. Let them think whatever they wish. Just don't let them in on our little secret. One of the most striking characteristics of Chinese is that the language has no alphabet. Instead, as you may have seen, characters are used. This means that each word consists of one or more different written characters. What makes the situation even more challenging is that the spoken language, which of course preceded the written one, doesn't have enough sounds to cover all the characters. You know, of course, that in English we have sounds which, though identical, may have different meanings. Take the word weigh. One version is, how much do you weigh? It means something totally different than, excuse me, I've lost my way. Imagine if we only had a really small number of these sounds and sound combinations to express ourselves. This could present a challenge. The situation in Chinese is that they have infinitely fewer sounds and sound combinations to work with than we do, and they simultaneously have to express all of the complicated ideas and thoughts that we must. They have solved this problem in a very ingenious fashion. They use tones. For example, one Chinese sound is ma, just like our word for mother. Ma. In Chinese, you will hear the following.
Ma, 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 and ma.
Each of these is a word with a totally different meaning. Of the various Chinese languages, Mandarin has the least number of tones, only 4. Why do I say only 4? Well, take Cantonese. It has 8 tones. Mandarin, which we are learning, only has a total of 420 sound combinations to work with. Maybe that sounds like a lot to you, but English has over 158,000 sound combinations, so that's more than 420. With the 4 tones, the Chinese can get those 420 sounds up to a total of 1,680 variations. That makes an enormous difference. But it's not 158,000. So how do they do it? Well, what they have done is pure genius. For me, this is one of the most exciting things about learning Chinese. You get to see and have a sense of a totally new and absolutely brilliant way of approaching life and communication. As you know, necessity is the mother of invention. The Chinese are masters at this, as you shall learn for yourself. So studying Chinese will inspire you to think outside the box in all areas of your life. You will get a sense of the unlimited possibilities of the human mind and how an ancient culture has come up with one of the most simplified, uncomplicated ways to communicate. And by the way, regarding the tones, you'll soon realize You already know them, so what follows is only a review of what you already know. Imagine you're in the doctor's office. The doctor walks in. You notice he's got green hair. You certainly cannot fail to notice it. Then he asks you to open your mouth so that he can take a look. As you open your mouth, he shines his light and he says, now please say, what does the doctor say when he asks you to open your mouth? Exactly. What do you say? A nice, long, level tone. If the doctor can have green hair, then certainly you can have a green thumb. So please make a fist. Stick your thumb out, leave the other fingers closed in a fist. Kind of like a sideways thumbs up. This is how we shall be associating the long, level green tone. Sideways green thumb, like you're thumbing a lift or a ride. Whatever the pronunciation of the word, if it is this green thumb tone, it will be a nice, soothing, long, drawn-out sound. Do, re, mi. So take your thumb and trace the sound with your thumb, a nice, soothing, long, flat sound. Do.
Do.
Re.
Re.
Mi.
Mi.
Different pronunciation, but the same tone. We may change the word, but the tone remains the same. This is all you need to know about tones. It's nothing more than superimposing a tone over a word, regardless of its pronunciation. It's part of what makes Chinese so unique. Let's use the green thumb tone with some English words. So we're going to be saying different words. And all we're going to be doing is superimposing the tone on the words. The pronunciation of the words is different. However, the tone will remain the same. We're using the green thumb tone, the nice, long, level, soothing tone. So how would you say dog with the green thumb tone?
Dog.
How would you say cat?
Cat.
How would you say car?
Car.
It just flows on and on. Green thumb, like the sound of a bell, mellifluous. And if you can say mellifluous, you can learn Chinese. The word for middle in Chinese is
zhong. Green thumb out. Zhong.
So how would you say middle in Chinese?
Zhong.
When you say a word, please use your fingers as you're instructed. This will help reinforce it for you. So please tell me the word for middle in Chinese and use your green thumb.
Zhong.
You're outside. It's a beautiful summer day. Blue sky. Everything relaxed just right. You feel great. Your cell phone rings. You answer. The caller tells you, look up in the sky. Your eyes go up, and there, written across that blue summer sky, are the words, you've won the lottery. You look up at the blue sky and you yell, really? Just as your eyes go up, so does the rising tone. Again, please make a fist. This time, release your index finger and point it straight up to the blue sky. Your finger is now blue. We shall associate this blue index finger pointing up to the blue sky with the rising tone. We can superimpose this tone on any word just like we did with the green thumb tone. And by superimposing it, we instantly change the meaning of the word just by changing the tone. Pretty neat, huh? We can do this with any of the four tones. Really? One? I ordered two and you're bringing me one? Just as the sound rises, so does your blue finger. You can move your blue finger up a little or a lot. It's entirely up to you. So how would you say, one, I ordered two. One.
One, I ordered two. One.
How would you say, one, I ordered two. One.
One, I ordered two. One.
How would you use the blue finger rising tone with dog?
Dog?
How would you use it with house?
House?
How would you use it with car?
Car?
If we can do this in English, certainly we can do it with other words. The Chinese word for person is
人, blue finger up, 人.
Really? One? I ordered two, and you're bringing me one. How would you say person in Chinese?
Zhen.
Point your blue finger up. A rising tone, you go up into the wild blue yonder, the blue sky. How would you say middle, using your green thumb?
Chong. Chong.
How would you say person or man pointing your blue finger up?
Zhen.
Zhen.
A new scene. You and your friends are all together on the terrace of a restaurant. You are the guest of honor. It's nice and relaxed. Dessert arrives. A half a watermelon. A sea of delicious red fruit is staring you in the face. Everyone is expectantly waiting, salivating. You're handed a big spoon. You plunge it down into the fruit. Down you go, and up you come with a giant piece of red, delicious watermelon. Down and up. This down and up tone will be associated forever in your mind and body with your index and middle fingers forming a red V. It's red because you use it to scoop out the red watermelon. Please make a fist. Take your index and middle fingers, which you will notice have now turned red, and make a red V. Look at the shape formed by the two fingers. Imagine a large tick mark or check mark. See and feel the sound going from the middle of the finger to your left, down to the bottom of the V, and then traveling all the way up to the top of the right finger. The watermelon is red. Your V is red. The tone is red. We shall associate this red V with a down and up tone. The word for I or me in Chinese is
我, red V for victory. 我.
How would you say I in Chinese?
我.
And how would you say I in Chinese?
我, 我.
How would you use the red V down and up sound with dog?
Dog.
House.
House.
Car.
Car.
Move your hand to draw out the sound of down and up as you scoop the red watermelon. So you can actually use your hand if you want, in whatever way works for you. You are dipping into the red watermelon and using your red V fingers to go down and come up with a red scoop of fruit. It's all about me. This is my celebration. The word for me is
我
I want water. I'm thirsty. Water. So how would you say I?
我
It's
我 is me.
Exactly. 我 is me. Or if you're Chinese,
我 is me.
The voice goes down and comes back up.
我
So take your hand and make a red V for victory. How do you say I?
我
What color is the watermelon?
Red.
You know, every educated New Yorker knows that I am over 70% water. So make the red sign. And what is the word for I?
我
By the way, how would you say middle?
中
So green thumb.
中
中
How would you say person?
人 人 人
One I order two, and you bring me one. How would you say person?
人, 人
How would you say I?
我,
我
The final scenario. The famous British detective, Sherlock Holmes, steps forward. He is dressed in a black cape and that neat cap he wears. He points down to the black tar asphalt road with a commanding black finger and says, stop. The sound of the final tone is a short staccato push down as in stop. So we're using any word we want, any pronunciation we want, but we're using a tone superimposed over it. So I could say, would you please stop? Stop. But in this case, I'm saying, stop. That's the tone. A short staccato push down. So please make a fist. Your index finger, when pointed down, is black. Just like the black tar asphalt road. Point it down, keeping the rest of your hand closed in a fist. This is how we shall associate the short staccato sound which the Chinese push down. Push your black finger down sharply. Whenever you make this sound, push your black finger down sharply. So how would you say the English word stop with this tone?
Stop.
How would you say the word halt with this tone?
Halt.
No.
No.
How would you say go with this tone?
Go.
So whenever you use this tone, jab your black finger down with a tone. Really get into it. Jab it down. It's quite distinctive. In fact, it's my favorite tone. So there you have it. I've let my secret out. I love this tone. So whip out your black finger and jab it down as you superimpose the tone on our English words. Dog.
Dog.
House.
House.
Car.
Car.
We're just superimposing tones on words of different pronunciation. Will someone please help me here? I mean, what's the big deal about tones? That's all we're doing, superimposing these tones on words of different pronunciation. That's all it is, nothing more. The Chinese word for to be is
是, black finger down, 是.
It's like the English word shirt, and you'll only pronounce the first three letters. How would you say to be?
是
How would you say to be in Chinese?
是
Good. So whenever you say the word to be in Chinese, you'll know to take your black finger and jab it down. So once again, how would you say to be in Chinese?
是.
是.
是, Locke Holmes. It means to be, as in
to be or now to be. 是 or now 是. That's the question.
How would you say to be?
是.
So you point your black finger down, you jab it down as you say the word for to be, which is?
是.
So how would you say the word middle?
中. 中.
And how would you say the word person?
人.
人.
One. I ordered two and you brought me one. How would you say to be?
是. 是.
How would you say I or me?
我.
我.
Red. Down and up. Scoop of red watermelon. Well, that's it for the tones. Sorry. And you thought Chinese was hard? Give me a break. These hand gestures will greatly aid you in learning Chinese. Use them. When you use them, you are activating a part of the brain that will deepen your learning. Every time you use the gestures, you are activating neural pathways. Once activated, they are there forever. You've been unconsciously doing this your entire life. Now we're just using it consciously. So now you will use this powerful biological tool to support your learning. Whenever you're given a new word, we shall mention the hand gestures. Make the gesture both when you hear the word and whenever you say it. Use the gesture as much as you can. Everyone has their own learning style. I don't know what yours is. Maybe you don't even consciously know it yourself. However, I do know with absolute certainty that you will discover your hands doing whatever they do. Sometimes the fingers will move, and sometimes they may be still. Maybe it will vary from time to time. Whatever happens, this will reflect your personal learning style. Just go with it. Why not trust your own process? After all, what's the alternative? Deaf people who sign do so in their own individual way. The signs are identical. The human expression is totally individual, just like your signature or your voice. Please use the gestures. They work. If you use them, you'll speak Chinese. So there's something very comforting to know about the tones. There are only four tones in Mandarin. A lot of languages, if you mispronounce a word, you may not be understood. There are many people in China for whom Mandarin is not their native language. Mandarin is the national language of China, but not everybody grows up speaking Mandarin. Everyone learns it in the school, it's on the radio and television and so forth. So people speak local languages. They speak a language from Shanghai, they speak language from Canton, and so forth. So they may mispronounce words according to somebody who speaks the standard Beijing Mandarin. One thing that it's very comforting to understand is that there's quite a bit of latitude for pronunciation. The precedent has already been set by hundreds of millions of people who are mispronouncing Mandarin who live in China. But they do use the same four tones. And so as long as you use the right tone, you'll be understood, even though you may mispronounce words. Did you ever study a foreign language? Could be any language, French, Albanian, you name it. Remember all those weird verb conjugations? Take English, I am, you are, he, she, it is. And what do they call the whole thing? The verb to be. So we have all these verbs, hundreds and hundreds of verbs. And not only do you need to remember how to say the correct form for I, you, he, she, it, and so forth, then they play this silly game of switching the rules midstream. Just when you've learned the pattern for I, you, he, and so forth, they go and change the rules. How? Well, for example, they might say, Oh, by the way, the pattern you learned just now only applies to certain verbs. There are even more patterns. There are a couple more patterns we need to teach you. And then, of course, they totally mess with your mind by telling you, incidentally, you'll also need to learn some irregular verb patterns. These patterns don't fit any of the patterns we've taught you. The Chinese do things very differently. They got together one day and they said, well, language is about communication. I want you to understand exactly what I say. I want to understand exactly what you say. And the verbs are the heart of the language, the meat of the language, or if you're a vegetarian, dou fu, the stuff that tells you what's happening. They're really important. How can we make this really user-friendly? Well, they didn't notice, but there was this wise little old Chinese lady. She was intently listening, taking in everything that was being discussed. She was no fool. She shared her thoughts. The hell with I am, you are, he, she, it is. Why no use just same word for everything? Why you change verb form? Am, are, why? Just say I be, you be, he be, she be, it be. Very easy, no problem. Well, the others just looked at each other and said, brilliant, that's exactly what we'll do. And they did. Do you remember Sherlock Holmes? Black finger down. So what's the word for to be in Chinese?
是,是.
How do you say I in Chinese?
我,我.
How would you say I am, I to be, I am?
我是,我是.
How would you say I am?
我是,我是.
Place your hand on your knee for a moment. The word for you is
你. Red V for victory, 你.
How do you say you are?
你是,你是.
How would you say I am?
我是,我是.
You are.
你是,你是.
We haven't yet taught you the words for he, she, it, and so forth. But just following the same pattern, how would you say he is? How would you say the is part?
是.
How would you say she is, the is part?
是.
How would you say it is, the is part?
是.
How would you say we are?
是.
How would you say you, plural, like all of you, are?
是.
How would you say they are?
是.
The form of the verb never changes. And by the way, that's true of every single Chinese verb you'll ever encounter for the rest of your life. But only 100% of the time. So how would you say I am?
我是,我是.
The word for person is
人,人.
Really? One? I ordered two when you brought me one. Blue finger points up. How would you say I am a person? You don't need to say a or an in this sort of sentence.
我是人.
我是人。
How do you say middle?
中。
The green thumb goes out. Middle kingdom in Chinese is
中国。中国。
So let's break this down and take it piece by piece. How would you say middle?
中。
And the other word is kingdom or nation.
国, blue finger up. 国.
How would you say kingdom or nation?
我.
国.
It's the same or as in water. But this time we're using the blue finger up and it's pronounced
国.
So we have that or sound, but we take it up. So how would you say nation?
国.
国.
You might spell it G-W-A-W. So the word for China is Middle Kingdom, which is
中国.
中国.
By the way, according to the Chinese, China is the center of the world. And you thought that only Westerners were ethnocentric? If you wanted to say, I'm Chinese, you'd say, I am China person. So how would you say, I am Chinese?
我中国人.
So let's take it step by step. I
我
am or is
是
Middle Kingdom or China
中国
person
人 我 是 中国 人
How would you say you?
你
Big scoop of red watermelon
你
Red V Down and up, just like
我
How would you say you are Chinese? You
你
Are or is
是
China
中国
Person
人
你 是 中国人
I am Chinese, I
我
am
是
China
中国
person
人 我 是 中国人
I am a person I
我
am
是
person
人
我 是 人
You are a person. You
你 是 人 你 是 人
I am a person. I
我 是 人
我 是 人
I am Chinese. I
我
am
是
Middle Kingdom or China
中国
person
人 我 是 中国人
You are a person. You
你
are
是
person
人
你是人。他
is a great word.
他 green thumb out.
I call it the 3-for-1 word. It can mean he, it can mean she, it can mean it, whatever you like.
他 green thumb out.
How do you say he?
他
How would you say she?
他
And how would you say it?
他
So how would you say he is Chinese? He?
他
Is?
是
China?
中国
Person
人他是中国人
She is Chinese. She
他
is
是
China
中国
Person
人
他是中国人。
The word for both or all in Chinese is
都 green thumb out. 都
As in do, re, mi. All bread needs dough. All bread. So the word for all is
Dough.
Green thumb out.
Dough.
The word for and, A-N-D, is
和 Blue finger up. 和
How would you say and in Chinese?
和 和
One.I ordered two, and you're only bringing me one. How would you say and?
和
和
My Bulgarian neighbor used to wake me in the middle of the night with his incessant 和 and 和 and 和 So to say you and he are both Chinese, you would say you
和
he all are China person.So how would you say you and he are both Chinese, you?
你
And?
和
He
他
All
都
Are
是
China
中国
Person
人 How would you say you?你 yes, 你和他都是中国人。
You and I are both Chinese. You,
你
and
和
I.
我
both
的
are
是
China
中国
person
人
你和我都是中国人
She and I are both Chinese.She,
他
and
和
I,
我
both
都
are
是
China,
中国
person
人他和我都是中国 人。
The word for America is
美国美 Red V for victory. Month of May. 美国 is for nation or kingdom. 国 blue finger up.
So, 美 with the red V. Like the month of May. How would you say America?
美国美国
In Chinese, foreign names often use Chinese words that sound like the foreign word.
美
sounds like America. It means beautiful in Chinese. So literally, you're saying beautiful kingdom.
美国
How would you say America?
美国
美国
How would you say American or America person?
美国人美国人
Similarly, the Chinese also have a great word for England.
英国英 Green thumb out. 英国
The green thumb goes out. The
英
sounds like the ing in England or English. It means brave. How would you say England?
英国
英国
How would you say America?
美国美国
Like the month of May. May in America. How would you say Englishman, England person?
英国人
英国人
I am an American. I
我
am
是
America
美国
person
人
我是美国人
You are American. You
你
are
是
America
美国
person
人你是美国人
You are English. You
你
are
是
England
英国
person
人
你是英国人
You are Chinese. You
你
are
是
Middle Kingdom or China
中国
person
人你是中国人
He is Chinese. He
他
is
是
Middle Kingdom or China
中国
person
人
他是中国人
He and she are both Chinese. He,
他,
and
和,
she,
他,
both
都,
are
是,
Middle Kingdom or China,
中国,
person,
人. How would you say and? 和, 和, 他, 和, 他, 都, 是, 中, 国, 人.
So with the word for and, which is pronounced
和,
we have the blue finger up, like one. I ordered two and you're only bringing me one? Really? One? And so the word for and is?
和, 和.
What's the word for I?
我.
Well, if we just put
们, 们,
as in woman, 们, the last part of the word woman.
们, neutral tone. Close your fist. 们.
So for a word that doesn't have any specific tone, we're going to use a closed fist. None of the other four tones are used. And this in Pinyin, which is a romanized version of Chinese characters developed by the Chinese government in the 1950s, is spelled M-E-N. N as in Nancy. So how would you say this?
Meh.
So what we do is we take the word for I, which is
我,
and we put
们,
after it, and you have the plural of I, which is
我们,
and that means we.
我们.
So how would you say we in Chinese?
我们, 我们.
There's a little N, just a hint of an N at the end of it.
我们, 我们.
How do you say you?
你.
And how would you say all of you, a group of people you're referring to? All of you. How would you say you in the plural?
你们.
你们.
You, all of you, are Chinese. You, all of you, plural.
你们
are
是
Middle Kingdom
中国
person
人 你们 是 中国人
We are English. We
我们
are
是
England
英国
person
人
How do you say English?
英国
person
人
ing a little longer 英国人 我们是英国人.
We'll use the exact same pattern for he, she, it. So how would you say they?
他们.
他们.
And if you're referring to a group of women and you want to say they, what would you say?
他.
And if you're referring to a group of its, whatever the it may be, what would you say?
他们
They are English. They
他们
are
是
England
英国
person
人 他们是 英国人
The word for but is
可是
as in kosher. However, it's Chinese kosher, so you must say
可是 可 red V for victory 是 black finger goes down.
So how would you say but?
可是
可是
We are all Chinese, but he is English. We
我们
all
都
are
是
Middle Kingdom or China
中国
person
人
but
可是
he
他
is
是
England
英国
person
人 How do you say but? 可是 可是 Sorry 可是 Yes
As in you're trying to curry favor
我们都是 中国人 可是 他是 英国人
She is American. She
他
is
是
America
美国
person
人
他是美国人
He is English, but I am American. He
他
is
是
England
英国
person
人
but
可是
I
我
am
是
America
美国
person
人 他是 英国人 可是 我是 美国人
He and I are both English, but she is American. He
他
and
和
I
我
both
的
are
是
England
英国
person
人
but
可是
she
他
is
是
America
美国
person
人
How would you say but?
可是
可是 How would you say but?
可是
他和我都是 英国人 可是他是 美国人
If you want to ask a question in Chinese, just remember that sweet little
Ma
will always have a question. That's her job. It's because she really cares about you, right? So remember
Ma
when you want to ask a question, she has the last word
Ma closed fist. Ma.
She comes at the very end of a sentence if you want to ask a question. And it's really wonderful because all you need to do is say the sentence as you normally would without a question, like, you are Chinese, and then you add the question ma to it. So you don't have to change it around. In English, we might say, are you Chinese? But in Chinese, we say, you are Chinese.
Ma.
So how would you say, are you Chinese? You.
Ni.
Are.
Shi.
China.
Zhongguo.
Person.
Ren.
Question.
Ma. Ni shi zhongguo ren ma?
Are you American? You?
Ta.
You?
Ni.
Are?
Shi.
America?
Mei guo.
Person?
Zhen.
Question.
Ma.
Ni shi mei guo ren ma?
I'm English. I.
Wo.
M.
Shi.
England.
Ying guo.
Person.
Zhen. Wo shi ying guo ren.
Are you English? You?
Ni.
Are.
Shi.
England.
Ying guo.
Person.
Zhen.
Question.
Ma.
Ni shi ying guo ren ma?
I'm American. I.
Wo.
M.
Shi.
America.
Mei guo.
Person.
Ren. How do you say person? Yeah, I thought I got that wrong. Finger up. Ren. Yes. Ren.
One. I ordered two and you're bringing me one. How would you say person?
Ren. Ren.
If you want to say I am or you say yes to the question, you just repeat the verb. So if you want to say yes to are you Chinese, you just use the verb itself. How would I ask you, are you Chinese? You?
Ni.
Are.
Shi.
China.
Mei. Chung. Guo.
Person.
Zhen.
Question.
Ma.
And you just repeat the verb to indicate yes. And how would you say yes?
Shi. Shi. Ni. Shi. Zhong. Guo. Ren. Ma. Shi.
So black finger goes down. And what you're saying is am or I am. And we already know from context who you're referring to. Are you British? You?
Ni.
Are.
Shi.
England.
Ying. Guo.
Person.
Zhen.
Question.
Ma.
Ni. Shi. Ying. Guo. Ren. Ma. So it's the same word for English and British. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
And you answer, yes. Yes, I am British. Yes.
Shi. Shi.
Are you American? You?
Ni.
Are.
Shi.
America?
Mei. 我
person
人
question
吗
你是美国人吗
And someone says that to you and you answer yes. How would you answer yes?
是
是
If you want to say, how about you? You just add
na, na, closed fist, na.
You just add it to the sentence, like, I'm English. So you would have said, I'm English. And then you say, and you? You say, you, na. Literally, I am England person, you,
na.
How would you say, I am American? I
我
am
是
America
美国
person
人
and you
呢
Are you referring to he or she or you? We need to say the word.
你呢
我是美国人你呢
Like the girl's name, Nina.How would you say, I am British? I
我
am
是
England
英国
person
人
And you?
你呢我是英国人你呢
She's American, but I am English. How about you? She
她
is
是
America
美国
person
人
but
可是
I
我
am
是
England
英国我
person
人
And how about you?
你呢
他是美国人可是我是英国人你呢
Are you American? Yes. You?
你
are
是
America
为国
How would you say America?
美国
person
人
question
吗
Yes
是你是美国人吗是
Are you Chinese? You?
你
are
是
China?
中国
person
人
question
吗
你是中国人吗
I'm English. How about you? I...
我
am
是
England
英国
person
人
and you
你呢我是英国人你呢
I'm American. What about them? I
我
am
是
America
美国
person
人
And what about them and them?
他们呢
How do you say he or she?
他
How do you say them?
他们
我 是美国人，他们呢？
They're all Chinese. They're all Chinese. They.
他们
All.
都
Are.
是
China.
中国
Person.
人人他们都是中国人。
We have a word in English, busy, a busy man. It's used as an adjective. What is the man? He is a busy man. And then we can also say, the man is busy. But in Chinese, the same word that's used for an adjective can also be used as a verb. And so the word busy in Chinese will serve both functions. So we could use the word busy to say busy man. And in Chinese, the adjective does come before the noun, as in English. Or we could just say the man is busy, in which case we would say man busy.
So no is.
Correct, no is. So the word for busy is?
忙, blue finger up. 忙 for busy. 忙.
The fishmonger is very busy. Or if you prefer, so are the warmongers. How would you say busy?
忙.
忙.
How would you say busy?
忙.
Blue finger up.
忙.
The word for busy is
忙.
How would you say, are you busy? You?
你.
Busy.
忙.
Question?
吗?
你 忙 吗?
Is she busy? She?
她
Busy?
忙.
Question.
吗? 她 忙 吗?
The word for no in Chinese is
不. Black finger down. 不.
You use it whenever you want to negate anything in Chinese.
不.
You may also use it to scare away Mandarin-speaking ghosts. So how would you say not or the negation word in Chinese?
不.
And how would you say not?
不.
He is not busy. He...
他
not
不
busy. The Mandarin word means is busy, am busy, are busy, or to be busy.
忙他不忙
She is not busy. She
他
not
不
Busy.
忙.
他不忙.
I'm not busy. I.
我.
Not.
不.
Busy.
忙. 我不忙.
He and I are not busy. He.
他
and
和
How would you say and in Chinese?
和 和 和
He and I he
他
and
和
I
我
not
不
busy
忙 他和我不忙。
She and he are not busy. She,
他
and
和
he,
他
not
不
busy
忙。
他和他不忙。
Are they busy? They
他们
busy
忙
question
吗？
他们忙吗？
Are you and she busy? You
你
and
和
she
他
busy
忙
question
吗？
你和他忙吗？